Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 February 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and I'm so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I really do. And tonight's guest, I've been wanting to have on for a while. I read his articles. I admire what he's saying. I really do respect his intelligence and his integrity. We'll bring up a guest in a minute named Michael Snyder. And I'll let you get to meet him in just a minute. Before I do that, though, we'll make mention we're going to have Bible study again this weekend, Lord willing, because we got behind, you know, because of bad weather. This past weekend, by the grace of God, we did it right in during the bad weather by Zoom. And I pray that all those that watched it were blessed by it and we would come across in a way that maybe can help you understand a few things and do something to bless you and help you grow in Christ. I mean that. This weekend, we're going to try it again, prayerfully live, if the weather permits. If not, we'll do it again by Zoom to get caught up on being so far behind for several weeks now. So you can join us either way, whether I'm there in person or not, two different ways. You go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Go down on the page a little ways. You'll see Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. Click on Rumble, and there will be live at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday morning. And either way, whether I'm there live or doing by Zoom, we'll be live on PastorBush.com. You can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 to listen live to the program. And as always, we take phone calls. You know that. We'd love to hear from you. And we got some really sweet phone calls last weekend. And thank you all for calling in. Every one of you, thank you so much. And prayer tonight for Mick and his wife, Johnny, for physical healing. Both of them are having physical problems. Matter of fact, for the first time in I don't know how long, Mick did not call the office this past Thursday. So I knew he wasn't feeling well. So keep Mick in your prayers and Johnny also. Folks, I don't care who we are, or how, what age we are, things can happen to us, and we need to pray for one another. So keep Mick and John in your prayers, please, and that the Lord will touch them somehow, bless their souls, and for any reason, if they're not walking where they should be, that he'll give them the grace and mercy to see that, but touch your bodies also, folks. That's important that we pray for one another. That's just the way it is. I'm not going to get time to get anything else because I have nothing new to offer this month, except I'm still offering the book that you really need a copy of. The old Jerusalem is not the new Jerusalem, because I'm going to do a study as soon as I get back alive at the location with the Bible studies. I'm going to do a study that's going to be somewhat in depth. It'll take at least two weekends to finish it. And folks, this study I'm going to do in understanding American Bible prophecy, if you will listen and learn, will open prophecy up to you like you've never seen it before. I've been praying lately, Lord, show me the truth. And most of the truth that I've been showing, most of it, not all of it, had been contrary to what I've been taught in the past. I'm serious as I can be. I went through a spiritual battle, spiritually, mentally, and physically for about 2 or 3 weeks on this. The Lord God brought me out today and put together this information for me to share. Next time we have Bible study in person, I want to be there at the studio when I do this one. It's going to take at least 2 hours, maybe 3 hours to go through it. But if you want to know Bible prophecy and know who we are in this nation, and the whole world should know who you are in Bible prophecy. The whole world is in Bible prophecy, period. That's how our Father created it. I hope you'll join us for that. But again, you can join us too on the phone, like I said, at 339-209-5013. And by the way, if you're listening on shortwave or another way and it's not coming in too well, you can listen on the phone with that also. The phone number to listen to us on the phone is 518-931-1121. 518-931-1121. And one more thing, I want to say hello to Tom Reed and his company of stations up in Northwest on the ACN network. I appreciate you folks listening to me every weekend. I know it's a repeat broadcast, but you all have been faithful. Thank you for your help to pay the bills. We do need your help. We still need your help. But thank you for praying for us and the sweet phone calls you get. You call me on Thursdays, letters you write me. I just want to praise our Father and bless the body of Christ, okay? Now, our guest tonight, without further ado, Michael Snyder is a man that I've read many articles. Matter of fact, I as you all know, I share him on the air once in a while on Melody's program also. I put him in our news magazine. I really enjoy what he writes. I didn't know if I ever get hold of him or not because this man is busy. I mean, busy. But he was humble enough to say, hey, I'll come on the program with you. And I appreciate it. Michael Snyder, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I've been looking forward to this, Michael, for a while. I really have. Like I said, I admire your writings. I respect what you say. I do like the way you understand Scripture and what's happening in our country. Michael, I want to find out who you are, but you know, I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed at the body of Christ that can't seem to discern the Word of God and why we're going through this hell. I don't understand why they can't figure that out. It's not complicated, is it?
It's not complicated. In fact, you know, Jesus warned us about these times in advance, you know, so that we would understand what was going on, so that we wouldn't be afraid, but that so that we could that be the people he has called us to be in this hour. Unfortunately, most churches out there today, they don't want to talk about the hard issues. They don't want to talk about anything that's going to make people uncomfortable, where then they might leave the church and not come back and keep putting money in the offering plate. But, you know, God has called his people to step up and stand strong in this hour, because we really are living in the end times. And a lot of your listeners, they've probably come across my articles. And see, my articles are not just published on my websites, but they're republished on much larger websites, secular websites, Christian websites, conservative websites, patriot websites, yes, but also on secular websites, websites that don't have anything to do with God or Christianity, all over the world. And I love the fact that I have a very large secular audience, because that's who we're trying to reach with the truth, with the gospel.
Yes.
And so I write for a secular audience. I write for a general audience and for the general population. But then each one of my articles has something to do with the end times or with Christian values or with leading people, getting people to wake up and turn to Christ, because that's our job. And we live in an hour where time's running out. Time's running out to bring in the harvest. Time's running out to wake people up, to turn people to God. And so I'm trying to do the very best that I can, just a very humble individual living in the middle of nowhere up in the mountains, just trying to do my best to make a difference and to ultimately turn and direct people to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And of course, what you and I teach sometimes, we're called doom and gloomers, which is not true at all. What we preach and teach and expose should edify the church. It should glorify our Father, but it should edify the church and encourage the church, because they're seeing their God's prophecies come true in their lifetime. That should make us excited, not depressed, for goodness sake. But anyway, tell a bit of folks a little bit about Michael Snyder. I know that you live in the mountains. I know you're a family man. I know you love the Lord. But tell us about Michael, your background. How'd you get started in all this?
Yeah. Many years ago, I was actually an attorney, and that's one way to turn the audience off is to admit I used to be an attorney, but I was a lawyer. You can believe it. And then I'm also going to turn people off by telling them that when I was a lawyer, back those many years ago, I was working in Washington, D.C. So I was a Washington, D.C. lawyer, and I can just imagine people in the audience going, oh, man. But you know what? God can use anyone, including someone like me. When I was working in Washington, D.C. all those years ago, sometimes on my lunch break, I would walk past the White House. That's how close to I was. I was right there in the heart of Washington, D.C., but nobody cared who I was. Nobody knew who I was. And I saw all the corruption, the direction the country was heading in, how we're turning away from God. And I thought, what in the world can I do? Because nobody, literally nobody knew who I was. So, I would pray about it and I would seek God. And eventually I started writing. And at first you could have measured my audience with a microscope, but I didn't quit. I kept at it. I kept going. And then it started to build. People started to respond. And then in 2009, I started the Economic Collapse blog. And at that time, we were just coming out of the Great Recession, and so many people had lost their homes and their jobs, and people were searching for answers, and that really struck a chord. And then after that, I started endoftheamericandream.com, themostimportantnews.com. And it really started to build a large audience. Articles started getting picked up by lots and lots of people. People like Alex Jones, people like Steve Quayle, Zero Hedge, and so many other websites. And so today, and shortly after I started the Economic Collapse blog, God moved us out of Washington D.C. So today, I'm living in the middle of nowhere. And you would think if you're going to change the world, Washington, D.C. is a great place to do that. But God brought us to the middle of nowhere in the mountains. And from here, I'm literally reaching people in more than half the nations on the entire globe every month. And I praise God for that. And it's just an example that God can take anyone, even the least of all people, even a lawyer from Washington, D.C., and use that person for his purposes.
And I have no doubt you gave up a lucrative job, stepped out on faith, and God blessed you with this. And believe me, I understand if our Father can use somebody like me, an old hillbilly from West Virginia, He can use anybody for His glory. And that's why I try, sincerely as you do, to listen to what He says, understand His scriptures, and try to pray. And I was sharing before I brought you up, I've been through a spiritual attack for the last 3 weeks or longer, maybe 4 weeks, a hard spiritual attack, hardest I think I've been in my whole life. Spiritually, mentally, and physically is under attack. But I think I come through it. And Lord revealed things to me now, Michael, that you're seeing also. I don't like what I see, but it doesn't change the fact that this is prophecy, and our God has been patient with us and showed us so much, and we still refuse to see the facts all around us. I just read one of your articles, Chaos Reigns in the Streets of America, as an epic crime wave terrorizes the nation. And it's amazing that carjackings in Washington, D.C. are up 97.9% in the last year. That's amazing. But wait till the economy totally collapses. If we have lawlessness now, what do you think we'll see when everything finally just collapses? What are we going to see then?
Yeah, it's frightening, Pastor Butch, because at this point, really looting has become basically a way of life in some parts of the country, where this year, the total amount that is stolen from our retail stores is going to exceed more than $100 billion this year in terms of the amount of merchandise that's stolen through shoplifting, through thieves. But it's not just individuals going in. Of course, we've seen these organized groups of people. They go into a store, grab whatever they want, then go out. They call them flash mobs. They call them different things. But organized groups of thieves, are doing this. I read about one drugstore in Washington, D.C., which recently shut down. And then they said, we had to shut it down because about 40 high school kids would come in the morning, steal whatever they wanted, then they come back after school and do it again. and we just couldn't survive. We couldn't make a profit that way. We had to shut down just because they were robbing us literally every single day. So, and this kind of thing is happening all over the nation. And then, well,
by the way, could they not post cops around that store?
Well, they could, but there's only so much police to go around. And what happens is, like in Oakland, in Oakland, California, there's a square mile, which is called kind of the most dangerous square mile in America, where it's right near the Oakland airport. And what the thieves do, they watch for people coming out of the airport with their rental cars. Then the rental cars stop at the gas station to fill up on gas or get supplies or whatever. The thieves come, they smash the windows, they grab the luggage, they grab the belongings, and then they get away. And so police know about this, and so police will patrol the area, but they can't stay there all day long. And so what happens is when the police leaves, the robbers start again. And so there's three gas stations within the square mile, which are notorious for this. And the police seem powerless to stop it. And then the police, I saw an interview with one of the police officers in that area. He said, you know what? The thieves know that the laws in California say we can't chase them. There can't be any hot pursuit of a nonviolent. It's considered a nonviolent crime. And so the thieves know that when they steal the goods, we're not going to chase them if they try to get away. And so they just keep getting away with it because the laws in California are so absurd.
Oh, my goodness. Well, with all the experience you've had, you've been writing how many years now?
Well, I started the Economic Collapse Log in 2009, so that was almost 15 years ago. I was writing before
now,
few years before that, too. So, but that's in 2009 it really started to take off.
And what have you seen up? You know, I can't believe I hear this from Christians, but I do. Well, Christians shouldn't get involved in politics or economics. My question is: do you have to, I ask him this question? Do you have to buy groceries? Do you have to pay power bills? Do you have to pay? Are you not involved in economics? Are you not concerned that you can't buy groceries or your children are doing without because they can't afford it? Why shouldn't the church bring God's word into every aspect of life, including economics? We haven't had any money in this country since 1964 when the silver's taken out of the silver dollar. We haven't had money at all. We've had currency, nothing but fiat currency. Is that right?
Yeah. And of course, it's just not economics that Christians are concerned about. Since I started writing, the level of depravity in this nation has gone through the roof. And if we continue on the path that we're on, there's not going to be a future for the United States of America. There's not going to be a country. So we don't engage, and if we don't get America turned around, there isn't going to be an America.
No, so, I agree.
So economics is one thing, but beyond that, our country is turned away from God into great evil. You know, back when I first started writing, and we never imagined we would see, transgenders, running the government, transgenders, doing the things they're doing in our schools, the whole gay marriage thing, the whole abortion thing, where, Pastor Butch, America had an opportunity when Roe versus Wade was overturned, but instead of repenting, the actual number of abortions in the 12 months following the overturning of Roe versus Wade was higher than the 12 months before. So Roe versus Wade was overturned, and we actually had more abortions in the next 12 months than we did before. So that's not repentance. That's the opposite of repentance. And so this country is, we're seeing such depravity and such evil, and the schools are hotbeds for it. It's horrible. And that's one of the really big things over the years that I've been writing, is that America has become truly Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, in the old days, they called the Soviet Union the evil empire, right? And they were godless atheists. And whatever. But today, the Soviet Union and actually has more respect for Christian values than the United States does. So if Russia is evil, how much more evil have we become? Where, they're more against gay marriage in Russia than they are here in the United States.
I agree. By the way, I'm not meaning to correct you on the air, but I don't use the word gay to describe a sexual pervert. Gay means happy. I mean, I know to be a fact. Matter of fact, one of the books I wrote a chapter entitled "Thank God I'm Gay," and I had to go and explain what I meant. But so that word "gay" softens the word of sodomite or sexual deviant. That's what they are. They're perverts. They're not normal. They're not natural. They sin against nature, and it's a crime against God. So it's just amazing to me that, you know, that they've gotten this far, and the church, even some churches, I call them churches, but that's a false word to use for them, have accepted this as being part of their gospel now, that all these people, whether they live in adultery, fornication, homosexuality, they all are people of God, and we got to respect them and accept them. That's not Bible, is it?
It's not. I was just reading Leviticus chapter 20 this morning, and since then, God hasn't changed his mind. He's still the same God he is today. And you know how he views all these things. But we've got more perverts preaching in the pulpits of America than we do of people like me and you, Pastor Butch. To a very large degree, the institutional church has failed, and people like me and you and others have gone underground. So much of the remnant that what God is doing in this day and time has gone underground. It's outside of the institutional church, and that's extremely unfortunate, but that's the situation we find ourselves in.
You know, and I do want to, although what we're saying right now is so, so important, because nothing works without morality, God's morality. But without, even in my day, I'm not old than you are, I know that. In my day, though, common decency would not have tolerated what we see today. It wouldn't have happened. People would have been up in arms, literally, to stop this, especially the attack on our children. Unfortunately, over a period of time, Satan has blinded us and dumbed us down and deceived us by teaching God's word falsely, as he did in the Garden of Eden. He quoted almost right, but not quite. He's got us to the point now we accept these things. So that without morality, there can be no home, there can be no community, there can be no nation. It cannot work without a moral basis to live by, and we know that. But financially, you cover a lot of things that are so important, and I do believe this is very important. We have become a nation of absolute poverty, although we think we're rich. I mean, debt had become our new way of currency, and we've had nothing but debt currency for at least for the last 50 years. So no longer than that, 60 years. So what do you see coming in the future for this country as far as how we're going to feed our family and take care of our families and our just take care of ourselves, period?
Yeah, well, what I see right now, let me talk about where we're at this moment. I see a tale of two Americas, because what happened following the Great Recession and the Federal Reserve started pumping trillions of dollars into the financial system. Then we got to the pandemic, and it went into overdrive, and they just pumped massive amounts of money into the financial system. And the federal government, our leaders in Washington, decided, hey, we're going to go into trillions of dollars of debt. We're going to just go crazy spending money, and they're continuing to do that to this day. And now we're $34 trillion in debt. But all of that money that they pumped into the economy and into the system, particularly the Federal Reserve, what did it do? It pumped up asset prices, particularly stock prices. So it made the wealthier even wealthier. I mean, they're just so the wealthy are doing really good at this moment for now. They're doing really good because stock prices have been hovering around record highs. They're swimming in money. Companies that cater to the rich are doing well. So that's the one America. That's a very relatively small proportion of the population. On the other hand, all of that money that was pumped into the system created tremendous inflation, where now you go to the grocery store and a cart of food that cost you $150 or $200 a few years ago is now going to cost you $300 or $400. And where is that hitting? That's hitting the middle class. It's also hitting people at the bottom of the economic food chain. The cost of living has gone up so much faster than our paychecks have. And, of course, the Biden administration tells us, oh, inflation is low, don't worry about it. But if inflation was still calculated, because you see it's been changed, the formula has been changed several dozen times since 1980, if it was still calculated the way it was back in 1980, we'd still be in double-digit territory right now. So inflation has not gone anywhere. The cost of living continues to go up. But our paychecks haven't gone up as fast. And so it's putting an incredible amount of stress on ordinary Americans. Every day more are falling out of the middle class, and more that used to be just impoverished are just ending up homeless. So we've got this explosion of homelessness in America, where, according to the Wall Street Journal, homelessness in the United States is now at the highest level ever recorded, the highest level ever, and it's been increasing at the fastest pace ever. So we just got this explosion of homelessness like we've never seen before in this country, and people are really, really hurting. But in addition to people that are living on the streets, now we have millions of Americans that are living in their cars, their trucks, their vans. In fact, more than 3 million Americans are now living in vans. And then we've got more Americans than ever living in RVs. And so there's some areas of the country, particularly in California, where if you drive along a highway, particularly if it's next to a river, you'll see these long lines of vehicles parked next to the river. And there are people that actually live in their vehicles. They're parked next to the river so they can have easy access to water. But in some areas, like north of San Francisco, it just goes on for miles of these people that are literally living in their vehicles because they can't afford a home. So now you have all these people buying their tiny homes and mini homes. In fact, I just wrote about today, there's entire subdivisions which are being built with these tiny little homes. In fact, I wrote about this one in Oregon, where they have little 400-square-foot homes attached. Then it's attached to a garage, but it's a whole subdivision of these tiny little 400-square-foot homes. You can barely move around in them. They're so small. But that's the future they have planned for us. Instead of the American dream being a nice home on a piece of land and living a middle-class lifestyle, just most of the population is barely surviving, living in these tiny, tiny little homes, you know, and it's a totally different lifestyle from what we used to live. Yes. But the government keeps telling us that everything is perfectly fine.
Well, I do know that I read some information and learned myself that the millennials are the ones that basically started the tiny home buildings. Now the, I think, called Gen Zers are now, as you said, facing the fact that they're going to live in cars or vans. They can't afford even a small home, tiny home. So they're living in their cars, and literally this is happening in our country. Homelessness has went up so much, I'm older than you are, so you probably don't remember this. In 1971, Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard for a trade in the world. You remember that? Well, you know about it, I'm sure. And all of a sudden, prices started going through the roof, so Nixon had put a price cap, he put a price freeze on products in this country because people couldn't afford it. They were upset about it. But, of course, that couldn't last. So I didn't know what caused it, but now I understand that when it took us off the gold standard, our dollar had become worthless around the world until we went into the petrodollar, and we started getting some grain from ground again. Now, that was pretty conniving and sneaky to do that, but it worked, didn't it? Hang on through the break, Michael. Don't forget that question I just mentioned. Hang on through the break. One chance that question. Folks, phone call next half hour, and the phone line is working, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
And I'm going to have to give his information one more time. Hey, listen to him and read his information. He is one of the best writers out there, period, bar none, when it comes to all different topics. Economics, spiritual situations. I mean, he's warning the people what's happening in his country. So please, when you write down his information in a minute and look up his information, find out what he's saying and listen to what he's saying, because he's telling the truth. By the way, if you call the 844 number, 844-769-2944, because of robocalls, Todd had to add something else to that. When you dial that number, 844-769-2944, you have to hit a 1 to get to the studio. You have to punch 1 to get to the studio because robocalls are interfering. So you just have, when you dial the number, toll-free number, it says punch 1 for studio. Do that, 844-769, and then hit 1, okay? Michael, I just, going after, right before the break here, bringing up the fact that what we're going, this nation been into and where we're headed. And we've seen, as I said, in 1970s, I had no idea about the economics at all then. I was naive. Didn't know anything about silver and gold. I just knew the silver would take out $1.64, and I didn't think any big deal because nobody else seemed to. My parents didn't understand. Nobody seemed to understand. And our nation started going downhill. Inflation started eating us up. They went to the petrodollar to save our butt, so to speak, for a while. Now it's going away. The dollar's dropping in value around the world. About ready to have the BRICS nation start a whole new system of exchange around the world. That's going to drastically hit our dollar very hard. What do you see happening with all this?
Yeah, well, you know, we had a major advantage by having the reserve currency of the world, but our leaders have trashed it. Our leaders have grossly mismanaged our currency, and so now it's lost a tremendous amount of value. You know, my wife's parents bought an entire house for $30,000, you know, back in the 1970s.
Yes.
You know, now that same house, you couldn't even get it for $300,000, you know? And so that's created a situation where now most Americans can't afford to buy a home and have the American dream. In fact, housing in America today is the most unaffordable it's ever been today because prices have gone so much. And then the Federal Reserve, because of inflation, had to hike interest rates. And so now the combination of high prices and super high interest rates, people can't buy homes, and people that are already in homes can't afford to sell their homes to get a new one because their payments would go up by so much. And so home sales have kind of been frozen. In fact, one recent month here, home sales were the lowest they've been in a single month in 28 years. We haven't even seen anything like this in the Great Recession of 2008, 2009. Sales have been so low. And then on the other side, the commercial real estate, where because interest rates have gone up and then property values have gone so lower because demand for office space has really plummeted during the pandemic and everything else. And there's other reasons too. But demand for office space is way, way down. And then businesses are leaving the core urban areas. So commercial real estate has crashed. This has created a black hole on the balance sheets of our banks worth hundreds of billions of dollars today. As we've seen some banks fail already. Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank is warning that literally thousands of banks in the United States will fail over the next 5 years. Whether he'll be correct or not, we'll see. But that's what he's warning, because our banks are so much in trouble because of the commercial real estate crash that is happening right now, where the property values of commercial real estate in some cities have fallen by 50, 60, or 70% already. So that is going to be a huge deal in the months ahead as more financial institutions get into trouble because of this massive amount of bad loans. And then, of course, then the higher interest rates, because a lot of these banks loaded up on government bonds. The value of those existing bonds has gone down because of the shift in interest rates, and that's created problems. So we've got massive balance sheet problems for these banks, and the Federal Reserve is trying to prop them up. But there's a lot of concern that that's not going to be able to last for too much longer.
Well, the Federal Reserve couldn't finish the payments to the Treasury. The Federal Reserve itself couldn't pay its bills. So that's not good. But, you know, we mentioned the $34 trillion nation's in debt. Well, the people in this country are over $17 trillion in debt on credit cards and different bills. Now they can't afford them. They're losing their cars. They can't pay the payments. They're losing their homes because they can't make payments. The average car payment, I think, is around $1,000. How can anybody afford that? I know I couldn't afford it, Michael, but how, that's insane. That's insane. Where we are.
It is. And where we're at right now is just before 2008, what we started to see was delinquency rates started to go up. And the exact same thing is happening right now, where delinquency rates on credit cards are going up. Delinquency rates on auto loans are going up. Delinquency rates even on mortgages are going up. So people are getting in a position where they're not able to pay all of their bills because the cost of living has been going up faster than our paychecks have, like I talked about earlier. People don't have discretionary income. People are cutting back, and people are having a really hard time paying their bills. In fact, one recent survey found that 60% of all Americans have $500 or less in their checking accounts. So 60% of the country is literally living on the edge of financial disaster. They have no cushion. And so when something bad happens, like people start losing their jobs, which, you know, right now we're seeing a massive wave of layoffs all over the nation, Google, Microsoft, Cisco, I just saw. And in fact, one recent article I posted a few days ago, I had a list from Zero Hedge of 24 different major companies in this country, which recently announced mass layoffs. So we're starting to see a huge wave of layoffs, too. And when people lose their jobs, because most of them don't have a cushion to fall back on, people are getting into trouble financially.
But, you know, the government says everything is good. Inflation's coming down. People are getting jobs. Gee, Michael, you must have the wrong information here. I mean, Biden says everything is really booming. Gee. And don't pay attention to the fact that a Big Mac meal can cost $18. That's no big deal. Everybody's working, making big bucks. And we have a representative in California now that wants to make a minimum wage in California $50 an hour because no one can live on less $104,000 a year, according to her. This is where we're headed. And Michael, what's happened to the common sense? It went the same way common decency did. It went down the toilet. And that's what we're seeing, is it not? Insanity upon insanity.
It is. It is. And just tremendous gaslighting from the government. Of course, the Biden administration, they want another term, and so they want us to make us feel good. But everyone can see that the numbers they're giving us don't represent reality. They say the Biden administration gives us numbers that say unemployment is low. But then from private sources, for example, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas said in January the number of layoffs was up 136% in 1 month. So if the number of layoffs goes up 136% in 1 month, according to that's a private source number, but then the government's telling us something completely different. So people don't know what to believe right now. And
no,
I can understand that's frustrating.
Well, it is frustrating because if you have any common sense, you know we're being lied to. Most politicians, every time they move their mouth, they're lying to us. We know that. We see that. But, you know, in the last bunch of years, by the grace of God, he's brought me through a lot of things, teach me many, many things that I say this humbly before God because I certainly don't deserve anything, but most pastors and preachers won't touch a 10-foot pole. He showed me things that opened my eyes to the truth of prophecies and what's happening in the land and all the issues because I hunger for the truth. And all glory to him for that. But I'm seeing things now in our nation. And I have 6 grandchildren and 2 great-grandsons. I shudder to think what they're going to face in this country. And I don't think so. I don't think too far distant future. And I pray I'm wrong on this. I'm not going to set dates. But America is going to be at war soon with Russia and probably China and Iran and others in this country. It's prophesied it's going to happen. And I don't want to face what these children are going to see. What we're seeing taking place now in Ukraine and Gaza is coming to America. We're going to see communities razed and tore down. Who knows what bombs? I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to see it happen in America because America's going to be judged. And Michael, that's what breaks my heart, not for me and you, but for our children and grandchildren.
Yeah, it breaks my heart too because you know the little ones, they don't understand what's going on and they just trust us to be able to protect them but our leaders, you know, people need to understand that Joe Biden's always had a temper. He's always been a hothead, but he's surrounded by an all-star team of warmongers. And ever since they got into the White House, they've just been pushing the buttons of our enemies. They've been doing all kinds of things to bring us into war. And so now we have this proxy war with Russia in Ukraine, which could have been avoided, you know, because Russia beforehand wanted to talk, but the Biden administration said, we're not going to talk. Whatever you want, we're not interested. And so then Russia went ahead and said, okay, well, I guess we have to fight over this thing. But anyway, we've got the situation in Russia now, which even during Tucker Carlson just had the interview with Vladimir Putin, Putin said, hey, we're still willing to talk, but no one on the other side wants to even talk with us. But, you know, and a lot of people, and is Russia good? No, our government's not good either. Both sides are not good. But I pray for peace because I know ultimately where all this could lead is to nuclear war, where we just had Medvedev. He just came out this week with another statement saying, hey, if you push us too far, we are going to use our nuclear weapons. Washington, D.C., London, we're going to hit you with our nuclear weapons. And he's made similar statements over and over again. Other Russian leaders have, too, where they, on their Russian television, they talk about the possibility of nuclear war all the time.
Yes,
in fact, they're about to incorporate in their curriculum in high school for high school students in Russia, planning for what to do during a nuclear war, how to handle the nuclear war for their high school students. So, they're very, very serious about this. And my wish, my hope for our children, for future generations of Americans, would be to avoid a nuclear conflict. Let's try to find a peaceful way out of this thing if we can, because it's not worth fighting a nuclear war over. But instead, both sides just continue to escalate matters. And that greatly saddens me because I realize where this could ultimately go, and I don't want to see it go there. I don't want to see it get, you getting to the point where the United States and Russia are at war, and then the missiles start flying. And once the missiles start flying, it's too late. You know, once nuclear weapons are used, it's too late. We've got to stop it before. And so if there's any possible way to find a way out while we still can, that's what I want to do. So I'm an advocate for peace, but then I warn about, hey, this is the path we're on, and if we stay on this path, it's going to be really bad.
Well, no one wins nuclear war. No one. It's not winnable. You might lose less, but you lose anyway. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Parr. Mike, I've been reading your work for a while. You put out very good work. Now, with that said, I'd like to share this. This is what I see coming to America. I see America being divided into at least two or three different pieces, and I see the South and Midwest run by an Augusto Pinochet type of leader, and I see the blue states, in particular, being run by a Nicolae Ceaușescu of Romania after the Soviets took over Romania. I believe the blue states going to be occupied by communist forces, and they'll park their military equipment in my area and other blue areas, and there's going to be ongoing conflict with the South and Midwest for generations to come. There'll be perpetual World War III, and America will be a wasteland. And if you want to know what's coming to America, just listen to Yuri Bezmenov and other Soviet defectors. You don't need to read Bible prophecy. The Soviet and Eastern European defectors have already stated on what they want to do in America. Same thing with Chinese defectors. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I completely agree. America is more divided today than ever. You know, and it's deeply saddened all of us, but we're seeing things we haven't seen, you know, since the days of the Civil War. Just look at this immigration crisis, you know, where the red states have taken this stand along the border, and the governors have taken a stand against the Biden administration, and we're seeing a clash of federalism, really a constitutional crisis, you know, like we haven't seen in any of our lifetimes. And interestingly, you know, the kind of the ground zero for this immigration crisis, which is creating such a tension between the red states and the blue states, the ground zero for that is Eagle Pass, Texas. And interestingly, the great American eclipse of 2024, which is coming up on April 8th, out of more than 19,000 communities, villages, towns, and cities in the United States, the very first community that the path of the eclipse hits is Eagle Pass, Texas, if you can believe that, you know. So, yeah, so I found that's a weird coincidence. But, yeah, I totally agree with you that this country is being divided. The red states and blue states, there's so much hostility, and it's ripping our system, our country, apart. And in terms of the real short term, how that's going to manifest here in 2024 is, I believe, we're going to have the most chaotic election year in U.S. history, bar none.
If we have
more than we've ever seen before.
I've never said this before. I've never said it before, but if we have one, go ahead.
Well, I do believe.
Yes.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, I do believe we're going to have an election, but I believe it's going to be incredibly chaotic, and I believe that once it's over, that's just going to set the stage for even more political chaos.
Yes, I can see that. I can see that. Wow.
You know, I can see that, too. And with that said, I believe the illegal aliens who are military-age males, those are going to be the foot soldiers that will crack down on America. And people from BLM, the LGBTQ, and other crazy groups, those are going to be the looping proletariat. Then when the communists do take over the blue states, they're going to be lined up against the wall and shot. That standard communist operating procedure. Everything you're seeing is not according to Bible prophecy, but it's according to the Soviet Chinese handbook. And Muslims do the same thing. So at the end of the day, we will be a communist, Islamic-run country. And the red states will have to fight for their lives.
And I will say this, Jeff. That is fulfilling Bible prophecy like you wouldn't believe. It's fulfilling prophecy very quickly. What we're seeing on the world stage now is definitely fulfilling Bible prophecy. And thanks for the call. I've got to jump. Thanks for the call.
Welcome.
All right, let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and hi, Michael, and God bless you both for the truth that you get out to folks. And Pastor Butch, you're right. We need to be praying for one another. I was just praying for Mick and Johnny in New Mexico.
Yes.
We need to be praying for one another. We need to be praying for the protection of the people that are really courageously standing out there and proclaiming the truth. Are you the Michael Snyder that was born in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, or is that a different?
That's a different Michael Snyder. There's actually lots of Michael Snyders out there, if you can believe it. But no, I was not born in Pennsylvania.
Okay, I was going to say I'm a Pennsylvanian. I was born in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I'm even older than Pastor Butch. I'm 76
years old. He's really old.
And he's 75, but he's a young 75. But again, I just urge everybody to be praying for one another. By the way, I used to talk to a lot of people who had fled from the Soviet Union. Some of them were my teachers when I studied Russian at Syracuse University, and also a number of Russian teachers that I met in Königstein, Germany, where they had an intensive Russian language course. And they all, Michael, they all had very, very sad stories about their loved ones that had been placed in communist concentration camps. And some of them had never heard from their loved ones after they had been placed there. And they said, it's actually better if we would known if they had died, because we don't know if they're still being tortured brutally, et cetera. Just like Pastor Butch had Dimitri. Who's the guy you had on from Romania?
Michael Bode is Dimitri's grandson.
Right. And the people in Romania also reported horrible things, and he reported about what his grandfather had been placed in an electric chair, and they electrocuted him numerous times. So we need to resist the communization of America, and we need to get ready for what's coming. So God bless you both for the truth that you put out, and thank you, Pastor Butch, for being there. Love you.
All right, thank you, Daryl. Folks, lines open, 844-769-2944, then punch the number 1. And one more time, very slowly, Michael, give out information how people can reach you by email or maybe even by phone number. A lot of folks listening to this program do not have computers. How can folks get in touch with you or a little more about you?
Yeah, the very best way, if people want to get my material on a regular basis, the very best way, I've started up a newsletter, an email newsletter on Substack. So if people want to get sign up and subscribe to the Substack, you can subscribe free. There's a free option. And then as soon as I publish articles, they'll come right to your email box right away. So you can do that at michaeltsnyder.substack.com. Or if you just go to Google and type in Michael Snyder Substack, it'll take you right there. But you can subscribe. There's a free option, and you can get all my articles. As soon as I publish them, they'll come right to your email box. And then if you want to get my new book, which I just put out a few months ago, it's all about the great American eclipse and the eclipses that are happening and all the things in Bible prophecy that are being fulfilled right now and all the stuff that's about to happen right in front of us. The book's entitled Chaos. And you can find that on Amazon.com in paperback and in Kindle format.
And I'm gonna swap books. I'm going to send a copy of one of my books, and I want to copy your book. How's that for a deal?
That sounds good, Pastor Butch. Just let me know. And,
all right, I'll get that.
To you.
I'll get you my address, and I want yours. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch and Michael. I agree with everything that's been said on this show so far this evening, and God bless you both.
Well, thank you.
I just thought of something here. You know, truth has fallen in the street. Rhetorical. Why? Okay, that's what happens when we turn away from the one who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, God will judge a nation according to their ways. When you turn from his ways, you turn to your ways. And throughout the whole Holy Writ, God keeps saying that over and over again. You know, you have turned away from me and turned to your own ways. And I'm going to tell you, God put judgment on them. And if America thinks that they're going to get by with not the judgment of God being on them, okay, for their ways, which are very, very evil at this time, and we both, all of us, and plus Daryl and that just called in, we all know that. And so, as I started it off, truth is falling in the street. People's going to have to go out and pick it up, Butch.
Amen.
That's all I'll say.
Amen.
God bless you both.
Thank you for the call, Gary. Appreciate it. I do appreciate it. And, folks, this is, I don't know what else to say. I mean, Michael is doing a great job. Check out his information. Go to Michael T. Snyder at Substack.com and sign up for his newsletter. And I don't know what else to say. And, Michael, if you don't mind, I'd like to link your website to our website if you don't care.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I just wanted to say a short comment on what the caller just said, because I agree with him 100%. I believe that judgment is coming to America, and God has been very patient with us. But
yes,
abortion and gay marriage and all these things we've been talking about, but then during the pandemic, America was the cause of a crime against humanity that is so great that I don't even have the words to describe it. We all know what I'm talking about. But a crime against humanity that we not only propagated on our own citizens, but the entire globe, you know, so we just keep multiplying evil upon evil upon evil, and we will be judged greatly for it. And
amen.
I believe that, you know, on April 8th, we've got this great American eclipse of 2024. It's supposed to be the most viewed astronomical event in all of U.S. history. And that eclipse, when you put it on a map with the great American eclipse of 2017, it forms a giant X over America, okay? And that's going to be the X is going to be finished on April 8th. Now, when you put an X on something, that's usually not a good sign, right?
That's,
you know,
true.
So God,
true.
I believe God has written in the heavens, put a giant X over our country, and that X is finished on April 8th. Not that something's going to happen on April 8th. Maybe nothing will happen on April 8th. I'm not talking about that particular date, but I believe this is yet another sign that God is warning us and saying, turn around and repent, because, hey, judgment is coming. And so I believe this is yet another sign that indicates where God is trying to get our attention, saying, hey, wake up before it's too late, because judgment is coming.
Amen. And, Michael, we're about done here for tonight. After we get off the air, I'd like to call you, if you don't mind, get some information from you. But I want to thank you for being with me tonight and for all that you're doing for this country. Thank you for your courage, for your wisdom, and your instruction. And what's going on. And thank you for taking time to join us tonight. I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch, for having me on.
Oh, yeah, you're more than welcome. I'll talk to you a couple minutes here. Folks, love you. See you tomorrow night with Michael Letts. If you want to hear what's going on the southern border, don't miss tomorrow night. We love you. God bless you. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.